after a couple of years away for King and Country is back, and they are back in a huge way. They have created a song in What If I Told You that gives you as a radio station an incredibly powerful message to share with your audience. That God will be the comfort when you need him. He's closer than a brother when you're bleeding. I can only say it because I've seen it. What if I told you, would you believe it? So much in life, as the band declares in this song, is a heavy load. It is completely out of our control. And there's something beautiful that happens when artists create songs that not only encourage the listener, but also give the listener something that they can share with others, something that they can send to a friend. This whole concept, like, what if I told you, for anybody out there who has gone through trouble and experienced the heavy load of life, experienced all of the things that come at us that are completely out of our control, the loss, the grief, the sickness, the family situations that are just way beyond our control. For someone who's experienced that and seen the other side of it, watched God's faithfulness play out, the strength that he promises us in our waiting, those folks can easily share this song. And if you're the one who introduces it to them, that's when this becomes incredibly powerful. I love that For King and Country has dove into the depths, the deep places, the spiritual places on this song. I've heard from several programmers already, this is like the 2026 version of God Only Knows, which, time out. Baller statement. God Only Knows was a multi-week number one at Christian radio and has been streamed over 500 million times. And so if that's the comparison, we have a hit here. Already it's been the number one most added song all across Christian radio over the last 3 weeks in a row. There's 40 stations on board. This thing is going quick. I love the end of the song. On the days that you're struggling to believe it, on the nights that you're falling to pieces, you can bring your lonely heart to Jesus. What if I told you that I believe it? So today for the heart check, I'm just going to tell you that lyric has been rolling through my heart and through my head literally every single day since I first heard it. Because to be completely honest, I struggle to believe it. I struggle to believe that when everything around me is falling to pieces, or that myself inside is falling to pieces, and I'm feeling loneliness and I'm feeling frustrated and I'm sitting in this waiting place like, where are you, God? That lyric, you can bring your lonely heart to Jesus. What if I told you I believe it? That's given me strength. That's given me faith. And so hearing Joel and Luke sing that has actually helped me. If you know me, so many songs that I bring to you at radio are songs that I need to hear in my own life. They're things that I need to be reminded of, and I'm super grateful that the Small Bone Boys have created this song that is actually helping me to remember that Jesus is actually with me in the thick of it all, and I can bring my heart to him, and he sees me, and he's with me, and he's faithful. So today, I hope that you'll dig in with What If I Told You and consider introducing it to your audience this week. So much in life, as the band declares in this song, is a heavy load. It is completely out of our control. And there's something beautiful that happens when artists create songs that not only encourage the listener, but also give the listener something that they can share with others, something that they can send to a friend. This whole concept, like, what if I told you, for anybody out there who has gone through trouble and experienced the heavy load of life, experienced all of the things that come at us that are completely out of our control, the loss, the grief, the sickness, the family situations that are just way beyond our control. For someone who's experienced that and seen the other side of it, watched God's faithfulness play out, the strength that he promises us in our waiting, those folks can easily share this song. And if you're the one who introduces it to them, that's when this becomes incredibly powerful. I love that For King and Country has dove into the depths, the deep places, the spiritual places on this song. I've heard from several programmers already, this is like the 2026 version of God Only Knows, which, time out, baller statement. God Only Knows was a multi-week number one at Christian radio and has been streamed over 500 million times. And so if that's the comparison, we have a hit here. Already it's been the number one most added song all across Christian radio over the last 3 weeks in a row. There's 40 stations on board. This thing is going quick. I love the end of the song. On the days that you're struggling to believe it, on the nights that you're falling to pieces, you can bring your lonely heart to Jesus. What if I told you that I believe it? So today for the heart check, I'm just going to tell you, that lyric has been rolling through my heart and through my head literally every single day since I first heard it. Because to be completely honest, I struggle to believe it. I struggle to believe that when everything around me is falling to pieces, or that myself inside is falling to pieces, and I'm feeling loneliness and I'm feeling frustrated and I'm sitting in this waiting place like, where are you, God? That lyric, you can bring your lonely heart to Jesus. What if I told you I believe it? That's given me strength. That's given me faith. And so hearing Joel and Luke sing that has actually helped me as a promoter. This, you know, if you know me, so many songs that I bring to you at radio are songs that I need to hear in my own life. They're things that I need to be reminded of, and I'm super grateful that the Small Bone Boys have created this song that is actually helping me to remember that Jesus is actually with me in the thick of it all, and I can bring my heart to him, and he sees me, and he's with me, and he's faithful. So today, I hope that you'll dig in with What If I Told You and consider introducing it to your audience this week.